Vibe tribes.
Con, you don't know this, but
bro, that's not the intro, is it?
I think it's gonna have to be.
That's the jingle.
It's gonna have to be.
Man said it's a jingle.
before I let him do his own little thing.
You let me do that.
I'm gonna let you do it. Oof. But before we do, let's just announce the episode. So today we're gonna be talking about Mexico.
Mexico.
Mexicana. So myself and Josh, we went there 2019, 2020 New Year's.
That's it.
Absolutely epic. We were there for 2 weeks, travelled around. We did Tulum, we did Cozumel.
Did you do Tulum?
We did Holbox.
Every time we were talking about Tulum, I was like, boys, I've done it before though. Like, you're not telling me anything new.
So we had like Con was like, oh, in the WhatsApp group, oh, Tulum's too lit, boys. Like, we've done it. I'm like, why are you acting like you're the first one who done it? And he's like, what? You did Tulum? He's like, what, Tulum? Question mark. I'm like, yes, I did it last year. Well,
we might have done it differently. But we're here to talk about that. We're not going back on your, it's not about your experience, we're just getting at Basie if we turn around. Because we want to make sure that we let man know we had a lit time as well, you know?
Yeah, so.
Stories.
But yeah, you did a couple of places, including Tulum.
We did, but before we get into it, we'll just introduce the guests. So we've had Connor on before, so Connor, welcome back. And then joining us today, we've got Joshua Bruin. Any handles you want to plug? Any
already?
Instagram? Any Twitter?
He's
got
to perform first, no?
He's got to put in a performance first before, like...
Jay Bruiser on all social platforms here from sunny San Diego. Pleasure to be here, boys.
Absolutely bruising. A proper international guest.
Isn't it?
And just before we get into it, so when you travel, what's the first thing that you got to pack? That's what we're asking every guest.
First thing I pack, well, on the pragmatic side, passport. Then I think it's got to be my electronics.
Yeah.
Because I like to stay connected. I like to keep on top of things. So,
have you got any hacks? So Dazza on a previous episode spoke around always needing an extension lead to give you multiple plugs.
Very practical as well. Man after my own heart.
There you go. I've got plenty more for you, my man.
I'm a bit OCD, so I use those packing bags. So you have all your different sections, and you got your boxes in there, you got your tops, you got your formal wear, your casual wear, your
beach
wear.
I learned that one recently. Like that, you see the packing thing? Mary Kondo.
Yeah.
The roller.
Yeah.
Kill
the roller.
And
then you roll it up, you can fit 100 t-shirts in a little.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Do you vacuum seal it as well?
I don't go that far, Connor.
No, that's not. That's over the top.
So what's Mary Kondo? What's Mary Kondo?
So she's basically like teaches people how to live a minimalist lifestyle through, you know, shedding
she's a
excess
person.
Objects and she shows you like different folding techniques to optimize the space within, you know, whether it be your wardrobe or your luggage or.
Okay,
but she also says if it doesn't bring you joy, then you can get rid of it. So does that t-shirt bring you joy?
Malfunctioning. Okay, so question though. Do you know when you're on holiday? So when you're packing for a holiday, I think, the Mary Kondo technique.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it. But what about like final day of holiday? You're hungover.
Man.
You're going to remember the Mary Kondo
technique.
You're hungover.
You know what? I've got better at packing on the return flight. Packing the way that I pack to go.
Okay.
But I do know what you mean. There's times where you're just like, you just end up chucking it in, like you fold a bit and you're like,
why are you folding dirty clothes? You know what I mean? It all just needs to go in a wash bag.
Yeah, but then you can't fold the wash bag properly up, right?
This is true. Yeah. On that note, Tulum, let's talk about it.
Tales from Tulum. Don't get me mixed up or misconstrued.
Yeah.
He's been wanting to say that for 10 minutes.
Just 10 talk, minutes. Man. Let's talk.
What an amazing place. Hermosa. Muy hermosa. you're going to get loads of those.
Before you got to Tulum, did you do anything else? Like, did you go there directly from the airport?
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
How did you travel?
Let's context it. So, my missus was actually banging on about it. So this was during a period of time where it wasn't necessarily... Flying wasn't necessarily the known thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
across the country.
Everything was locked down.
Honestly. And we were just, I think we were watching Netflix or whatever we were watching. And she turned around and said, oh, everyone's going to Tulum. Everyone's going to Tulum. I'm like, Tulum? She's like, I'm like, where is that? She's like, Mexico. I'm like, you know, when you think of Mexico and someone says, like, you think it's something a bit more spicy or a bit more Espanol in it, you know? And so we Googled it. I was like, shit, this place looks lovely. End up booking it. Went there for 2 weeks. Amazing. Went direct from Cancun. I didn't do anywhere but Tulum. And we'll get on to how we get there in a moment.
Play the Carmen Smusmo.
Yeah, we did. We checked it out, but we'll come back to all of that. Yeah, so 2 weeks, Tulum. Came back and was like, nah, that place is too nice. And then Hollywood Con, who was messaging me throughout like my trip with the missus, and he was like, oh, what's it saying? Because he was checking, he's like, oh, can we work out there? Can you do this? Can you do that? And I was like, yeah, you can. And I thought he was going to go when I came back, as in I've flown in, and as I'm flying in, he's flying out, kind of thing.
Right.
And then a week after, I think it was a week after or 10 days after. Yeah, it was a week after, I said,
yeah.
Con, you still want to go?
Yeah.
And then we ended up going for 5 weeks.
Amazing.
Bang, bro.
So, yeah, that's our context for how we got there. Straight to Tulum.
Okay, we just wanted a party.
Well, the thing was, I think I was living in San Francisco year before, moved out there in 2018.
If you need a new friend, I'm available.
I just messaged Bartek, Jake, Bio, and just said, look, do you fancy New Year's in Tulum? And I think through social media, and it was just quite a lit place. And a lot of the Ibiza crowd seems to go there in the winters. And these
Burning Man, these boys
love Ibiza. And some of the tales that you came back from Ibiza the summer before, I was jealous because I was over in the States. Oh, I was like, right, I need to get in on some of this. What can I sort of dangle in front of them to get them over this way? So met them at Cancun Airport, and then we went through Playa del Carmen.
Yeah,
and drove straight to Tulum for the first night. Yeah.
Was that your first time going when you invited all the boys?
It was, yeah.
Did you know that? So when I Googled it first time, people were saying, oh yeah, you can fly to Tulum, like there's supposedly an airport. How long did you spend looking for that airport?
I didn't even look. I just thought, right, Cancun and transfer.
Oh, well, that's what the rumours were. There's...
So when they talked, when they were talking about Tulum, there is an airport in Tulum, but it's like not active, or at least maybe not for the public. I don't know what they use that airport for. Right? But yeah, you have to fly to... So for anybody else that ever wants to go, you have to fly to Cancun. It's about... How long did it take you guys?
45 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
He flew from... Where did you fly from? He's talking...
Driving from Cancun.
Yeah, Cancun to Tulum, 45 minutes.
Was it?
No, because we stopped for food.
I was going to say. Playa del Carmen.
That's a two-hour bop, no?
Nah, we stopped, so I think we broke it up.
Okay.
So before we get into our trip to our condo... But first things first, if you're flying into... Well, you are going to be flying into Cancun and you want to go to Tulum, you need to get... Well, what we got is a private cab driver. So one of our mates, Bartek, he booked a private driver, and he was so good on that night, mm-hmm. we had him for the rest of the trip. So his name was Poncho.
Poncho.
Shout out, Poncho.
El Jefe.
We got into this massive, he had a big van. It was spacious. It was air-conned. And he gave us tequila shots. And he was like, welcome to Mexico.
He was getting the party started.
So we're already gassed. And then he's like, oh, you know what? I'll take you to your apartment, but first let me take you for some authentic burritos and tacos. So he took us to this. It looked run down. It's like something you would see in Breaking Bad.
Where? As in, was you in Cancun, Playa del Carmen, or Tulum?
I think we're
in between Cancun and Playa del Carmen.
Yeah, we're in between. And when I say the place,
authentic.
Like, they served the food to us on paper plates.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot from the spices and
the
oven. No air. The seats were plastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know them ones that if you sit on it the wrong way, it will break.
Yeah.
We had wonderful food there. So, you know, settled in lovely. And then we continued on. And we arranged our accommodation through Airbnb. And we stayed at this place called Jaman Condos, spelt with an X-A-M-A-N. Condos, okay, for anybody who wants to sort ourselves out. Did you guys book your accommodation through Airbnb?
So the first trip I did was all through Airbnb. Luckily, actually, on the last time, I did three Airbnbs, and I never really did...
Over the 5 weeks?
Over the 2 weeks. With the missus.
Okay.
And just so you can experience different things and stuff like that. And it worked out really well. Anyway, so the first, so they were all booked through Airbnb, but the last guy wanted to communicate through WhatsApp. So when we communicated through WhatsApp, obviously on the return, I still had his number. So I reached out to him, said, look, can you do us a deal? Mm. And that's how I got mine. So if anybody wants to go to Tulum and they're looking for an apartment or anything like that, hit me up, I'll share.
Use the code DAZZA10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Referral links. Yeah. Referral links at the bottom of the screen.
And Con, what did you think about DAZZA's plug? Because, you know, we've spoken on previous episodes about how, you know, people haven't always delivered the best, you know, we're thinking Manchester.
You know what? In the end, it seemed certified, but there was some discrepancies around, like, payments, because we were using PayPal.
And we
transferred the money via PayPal.
It's true, I forgot this.
And
it took some days,
and these payment processes, like the way international payments work, you can send money from one country to another and it just gets lost in the ether and you have no idea where it is. And so he'd claimed that he hadn't received it and re-te-te, so
I feel a crypto plug.
Use the code,
honestly.
Use the code CONNOR10 for Coinbase for $10 free.
That's another episode. But in any event, when we got there, he'd still pretty much said, like, it hadn't gone through and the rest of it. And so we had to then PayPal then message me saying that they have paid the money and did it. So there was a bit of confusion around that. We got that sorted in the end when we got there. But I don't know what to say. Well, I do know what to suggest when paying internationally. Not using PayPal is one of the things. But you just have to be a bit aware, I think, when you're doing these kind of truly peer-to-peer transactions.
Yeah, no, but to be fair, that was a peer-to-peer transaction, right? Because we also, I forget, so initially we booked for 4 weeks.
We initially booked for
4 weeks, and then for various reasons, we decided to move the holiday forward, or the trip forward.
Yeah.
So we had an Airbnb for the first 4 days because they couldn't accommodate the extra week that we needed. And and that Airbnb was sick.
Yeah,
however, I got a saga, but anyway, I can get into that when we're ready.
No, please, you might as well get into it.
I'll let you take this one, Con.
You're talking about electricity.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a plush apartment. Really
super.
Nice.
Do we know the name of it? So we're in Jaman Condos. Do you know the name?
The area was Aldeazama.
That's all you need to know, really.
Yeah.
Because all of them are pretty sick in Aldeazama. It's almost like I like to call it. Oh, what's it called again? Something Housewives. It's like Desperate Housewives in Mexico. Yeah. Prop, like, not even trying shit. Like, that's the vibe around there. Everyone's walking their dogs. Like,
yeah, right.
Nice, yeah.
Suburban one, vibes.
Yeah, suburbia.
So
you're in San Diego. You'll know.
Wait, so how do we get from suburbia to electricity not working? Talk to us about that.
I mean, when you get to Tulum, one thing I noticed that was very clear is, like, a lot of the infrastructure is not done. It's half-baked. And so it wasn't surprising that, like,
minimal viable product.
MVPs all over the place.
It is.
It's a decibel roadmap.
Honestly.
It is. So it's not a surprise that, like, electricity was going off randomly. And it was a whole half a day or a whole night, or was it?
Well, it was a day and a half. So
a day and a half, yeah.
I think
no electricity, no water.
No water, no electricity. So
my goodness.
We land there and we're gassed because the place is so nice.
Dope.
We put our stuff down, lovely rooms, like lovely tea, just everything nice.
Good.
Yeah. And then the lady's messaging us on Airbnb saying, "Oh, I'm going to come and see you guys." So that, just to walk you through a few things. And I thought to myself, do you we've just done a long flight. You know, we've put our stuff down, we're ready to just, like, shower, go grab some food, whatever.
Can I just stop you there?
Yeah.
Well, that's the complete opposite to our experience. So our experience, just, I don't know if you want to talk about what happened
when we got there,
as in, yeah, with the whole WhatsApp.
Yeah, so I organized it through Airbnb, and the lady was very much a virtual host, as in she was nowhere to be seen, and the lock was all over the place.
Oh, no.
Couldn't get hold of her.
Mm.
And you're sort of on your first night of the holiday. Pancho's gassed you up in the cab. You've been drinking, whatnot. You just want to go out. And we spent about 30, 35 minutes just trying to find the place. And then we finally got in, dropped our bags off, then straight out.
I don't think I've actually asked you guys, where did you stay? What area in Tulum?
The area is like, if you're on the way to the beach, we're in proper downtown. So in
You're right,
you've got the downtown strip.
Like by the 7-Eleven.
Lavaletta, yeah, is it like Lavaletta-ish, no?
Yeah, that rings a bell.
Lavaletta's like right at the end, but yeah.
But it's sort of a residential area just off the downtown.
Because I know like a lot of tourists will stay in that area, yeah.
The Lavaletta area.
But just to add to what Josh was saying, so on our first night, so because we were doing...
There was probably a reason she didn't want to come down.
No, no, but because we were doing it, because we were doing it all through WhatsApp, like there were, it was a nice community in the sense that there were two gates and there was a code for each gate, and we couldn't, obviously she's typing in Spanish and none of us speak Spanish, so we actually had to give the code to Pancho, and on day one you obviously don't trust me because you're like we want to go out, but we've left Pancho with the code to our place with all our stuff. So I'm there like, so they're like, oh, it's fine, Pancho's blessed. I'm there like, no, Pancho's got to come out with us or something. Because man just needs to send the squad there, and it's long for our stuff.
100%.
But to be fair to him, like, we're here today. All our stuff was blessed.
Well, I can give you a story, but a bit similar to that in a moment. But so we've landed there. Ladies arrived, and she's walking us through. Oh, this is the Wi-Fi. But you know, it's 2021. We're all tech savvy here, so I'm gonna go and look on the router. I'm gonna go and look at the password. I'm gonna go and look at what I'm logging into, etc. Fine. And then she's like, "There was only, I think at the time, there was only one light that was dangling." Like she said, look, that's dangling. It's not a live wire, but you know, it's unfinished, you know, because
MVP's all over the
country. Honestly, okay, cool. And then so that we leave it as that. You know, she goes, if you have any issues with the electrics or the water, like just let us know. I've gone for a lovely shower. You know, electrics working fine. Chuck on the telly. Have a little cigarette. I have a cigarette. Con, we ready to go out? Yeah, cool. We go out. We come back. Everything's cool. And in the morning, we want to go have a shower. The shower worked in the morning, actually. It's when we returned. So the second day. It's when we returned. So we shower, we go out, come back. Water's not working.
Nothing.
Right? It's just not working. And then the electrics aren't going. Like, it started off with the lights flickering. And it's flickering. You know when it flickers and it makes a noise and you think it's going to blow up or like some sort of electric charge?
Mm.
So I'm messaging her. Oh, I'm so sorry, Darren. I'm like, okay, but what are you going to do about it? So that was that. And then I think we decided to just go back out. Wait. She said, oh, it'll be sorted in a few hours. Fine. We go out, come back. But it's dark. And we're using our iPhone torch to get around the room.
Mad thing.
And I'm like, this isn't making sense. And then she said, oh, but that's like, it's for the whole building. The whole building's down. So I thought, oh, let me go and check. So I've gone upstairs, I've walked upstairs, and there's this crew, and I've seen their lights on. So I've taken a picture because she said everyone's got no lights and no water.
Yeah.
So I've taken a picture, I've sent it to her. She went, oh, amazing. Like, you've got, no, I was like, no, I haven't got lights. Like, you're telling me that no one's got lights, but these guys have got lights. But then there was a group of them from America, obviously, and they were like, our lights are working, but we've got no water, so like they've done like a shit in the toilet and we can't flush it. And blah,
and
blah,
they
blah,
end
blah.
Up leaving anyway.
And they ended up leaving. There was a few people that ended up leaving as well. So, and then we complained and eventually got, and in fact, they only gave us like half a day. They said, oh, it's only down for half a day. So,
but yeah, I was thinking that like, it's going to be one of them trips where like that is just not going to, it's going to be for the whole
thing
trip.
After the next, yeah.
Mm.
And that like kind of stuff can kill your job.
Of course. So,
but apart from the payment issue or saga.
The next place was dope.
It was fine. It was perfect. Lovely location, lovely people. It's still in Al-Diyazama, just further up the road. Mm. One thing I will say, going back on to touch on what you were saying about the safety. So I for my first trip, I bought a pair of Bose headphones, noise cancelling. Bose, if you want to send me some free stuff.
I was going to say soz.
Yeah. Honestly, so I've received... What's happened? Yeah, so we've packed out. We're ready to go to the next one. And I'm looking for my headphones and I can't see them. I'm like, no. I know I didn't leave the headphones on the plane. Like, where did they go? The headphones are missing. And I result to the point where I'm like, okay, let me just double check I didn't leave it in our taxi. We had a private hire as well.
Mm.
And then he said in Spanish, oh, yeah, your speakers. I've got your speakers. But bearing in mind, I've been there 3 days. and no one said anything. Right? And I'm WhatsApping this guy, this driver, and he's like, oh yeah, your speakers, I have them. They're at head office. And then there was like a bit of a saga to try and pick them up. But I thought, oh, do you know what? At least, I mean, either one, they don't know how much they're worth, or two, you know, he just thought, yeah, if he contacts me, like, I'll give him back to him. Like, if not,
or three, he was up in the yard doing the salsa and like thinking if he right? calls, if he calls me, I'll return him. But until then,
I kid you not. I picked up these headphones. I got back. I was like, thank God I got the headphones. I got back. They were like half charged. Switched them on so I could collect onto my phone. Searching for Juan's mobile.
Yeah, he was doing
this cheeky bugger.
Wow. He was doing the Macarena.
Man had the headphones. He held them in escrow.
Like, if that's forgets, like, fine, wow.
But I think it's fair in that sense, in terms of the touristy, let's say top level tourism that you would engage with, like, it's fairly safe. I think they've got your back. They want the business, obviously.
All right, yeah, so that takes us nicely into, you know, going back to us. So we arrive, we've got out, and we've gone right into the heart of downtown, haven't we? I'm putting you on the spot here. Do you remember?
Not a clue where it was.
Oh, but we put it like this. We went downtown.
Huge anyway. So,
yeah, we went downtown once, and there's like a street of bars. We didn't go back because we found Real Tulum the next day, and we'll get on to
that. How did you find that real street? I think I know what you're talking about. Next to Beatty's.
Oh, where it was going off? Where where they say it was going off.
Well, it did go off.
So we didn't really like reggaeton, or a couple of the boys we were with didn't really like reggaeton.
Don't insult me.
Remember,
I'm now Mexican.
No, sorry. I like it.
Lo siento. But, you know, I'm like, lo siento, no problem.
Yeah. Lo siento means I'm sorry, but for those of you who ain't fluent in Spanish. But no, yeah, so we were downtown and it was all right. Obviously, like, you know, the drinks are cheap. Mm. It's like street parties. There's lots of stuff going on there. But yeah, it was a vibe. But you know what? And actually, I need to think about this before I say it. You know, when you think Mexico, you think like señoritas, this, that. You think bad bees. But
it was moving like Rob.
Yeah, like, let me not talk too tough in case they come find me. I was a bit taken aback. Yeah. We were a bit taken aback. Like, they're all a bit short, a bit plumpy. Yeah, let me not talk too much. But
found love in a hopeless place.
Yeah, but downtown ain't really that kind of luxury. Like,
it's no, it's not
high class. It's
yeah,
not.
It's not. Yeah, it wasn't my proudest moment.
I don't know how much venturing you guys got to do, but like either sides of the downtown strip, like that's where the families live.
Yeah.
And my gosh, that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
My gosh.
In like struggle.
Oh.
Okay.
That's what I mean about Tulum, though. Really, okay. It's for all of the sort of boyfriends of Instagram on the beach and all this like impressive artwork, there is that underbelly of you are in Mexico and you are sort of, there is that crime underbelly that goes with it.
I mean, they've got stories. So I remember seeing like, so these guys actually have done Tales from Tulum once before.
Series.
And
and
basically on their Instagram, there was a road that was shut down because the gangs were like, we're warring here.
Yeah.
I mean, just talk to us about it. I mean, I don't know what happened.
Well, I mean, like when, so when we arrived to our second destination, we met some British people. Shout out Barney, Antonio, them man.
Real G's.
Yeah, we rate them. And they had explained to us that they were staying in over the next couple of nights because there'd been shootouts downtown.
Madness.
And so there was one evening, I think it was, where I think we'd went out for food or something, and we wanted to stop by the 7-Eleven to grab some drinks and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
So having like heard a lot about what is going on, there's gang wars, it seems as though there's gang wars going on, and people around us are recommending we should stay in on X.
And people are saying that over, like, there's a megaphone at the traffic lights, like megaphones on the traffic lights saying exactly. Stay indoors after 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Mad thing.
So this is context, and it's have you not seen? Oh, what's,
so we're hearing things, but we're not really like seeing stuff.
Yeah, what's that Will Smith movie? I Am Legend.
Yeah,
yeah. You know when it like gets like when it's like getting dark.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the feeling that we've got. Like, it's, all right, it's getting a bit late now. Like,
but I'm not even really taking it in like that because I'm a kind of person. I need to see it going off a bit.
You're crazy, bro.
I'm a bit like I don't get scared like that, innit? I kind of have to.
That's because he ain't watched enough Netflix. This man ain't watched Narcos and them things.
Yeah, I think I'm a bit oblivious to certain things. But nonetheless, we get to the 7-Eleven and there's like three police officers in there with big shotguns. So obviously coming from Britain where police don't hold weapons, it's kind of a bit like, oh, like. You don't want to drop a packet of crisp in case, like, what you do? Like.
No sudden move. Yeah, I mean, no sudden movements.
I'm walking down the aisle, like, one of them's at the end of the aisle. I'm walking down the aisle and, like, oh, you know, I don't even want whatever was done. You know?
I swear to you.
Oh, forget.
Man didn't even need those needles.
Yeah, I don't need it, forget.
Because we walk into the shop. Connor does an immediate right and goes to the back. So that's why how he saw the police officers. I've seen the police officers, but not really thought too much of it because I can't see the guns. So I've gone straight and then turned a right because I want some cereal. But there's a guy in Mexico, they're not that tall. So this guy's about 5'2".
Yeah, they're all short.
But I'm not expecting it. As soon as I turned the corner, the guy's just there looking at me. I was like, are you all right? And then turned around. I was like, and then I just hovered for a bit and I was like, for a minute, I was like just rotating on myself, and I thought, no, like I think it's all right.
Yeah.
But so that's this point in time, right?
Yeah.
And then they did the most militant move.
Yeah. So then they start kind of scurrying around, like they kind of start scurrying around. So I'm thinking, oh, like don't move, just let them do what they're doing. And then they kind of like just bulldozed out of the door.
Mm.
So we're thinking, like, what is going on? Like, let's just grab what we need to go and like get home
and
like
go.
But as we're kind of getting ready to pay, then some guy comes in and he's effing and blinding in Spanish. He's shouting at the manager. But
he's shady as well.
He's
like,
shady.
Like, if you was to think of like, if you could close your eyes and just think of a cartel member, but a low ranked one.
Yeah. No decorum.
Just like scars and, like he's
no
like.
No composure.
Man. So he's coming, it's hot, man's jumper's like just off his shoulders and he's moving erratic.
So I would be shook.
Yeah. I can't even lie.
I'm thinking, like if you looked at us, you would think nothing. Cool, calm and collected.
Oh.
But I'm thinking it's going off in a minute.
Yeah.
And this guy's behind me as well. This guy's behind me. Yeah. And I'm thinking, I just don't know if you're going to try to go for the bag, the card, but let me not move too fast.
So what are you doing? You're just...
Yeah, we're just calm because if we start moving erratic,
then it's mad.
And you don't know what he's got on him as well.
Don't know what he's got on him. Remember, there is a cartel war, we've been told.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm thinking, oh, he might be sizing up the place and like, this could be like, he's a lookout or whatever. Anyway, so he's behind. I'm paying for my stuff. The counter's here. Con, I can think, is like...
So you're left or something.
Yeah, in my peripheral, probably to like my left or my right, but like further back. But I can see this guy behind me and like he's shifting. And then like, he's like not pushed him properly, but he's given like the guy...
Yeah, he's
the
guy's like one of them ones to the manager. Like,
sort it out. Like,
I'm thinking...
Maybe he's come to collect peas.
But the manager's like, not even like... He's not moving shook.
He's not. Okay. He's not. Which is worrying me.
He's not moving shook.
It's worrying me. Because,
so he knows someone as well.
It's almost like, jefe, no. No problema for me. So anyway, but this guy's moving up and down. He didn't steal anything. He walks out, right? So he's walked out. But I'm thinking, right, at this point, it's only me and Connor in the shop. It's me, Connor, this guy who's now just walked out, and we're now paying for our stuff. But as we're paying for our stuff, and Connor starts bringing his stuff to the counter, I look outside and I can see this guy pacing up and down outside the shop, and we're parked right outside. And I'm thinking, yeah, surely he's gonna try and rob us.
Thinking. I was thinking like something's going on. Like I weren't really.
Yeah, I did think that too, but I just thought, on the off chance, he might just try and rob us.
Mm.
So
that would have been a bait place to rob us.
It would. So that 7-Eleven right on the corner of the beach road. So we end up paying for all our stuff.
when we get in the car, this guy's trembling from like, so, like he's all dropping the shopping.
No,
bags.
No, no.
Like, I can't even put the gear. Like,
I didn't even drop shopping. Like, so we made
stuttering and like
we maintained composure all the way to getting into the car. I've unlocked the door slowly, not slowly. I've unlocked the door. Yeah, cool. Yeah, Connor, cool. Right. This is my face. Mm-hmm. We're cool. As soon as I got into the car, I've got cereal, I've got sweets, I've got whatever. Close the door. I've just dropped it on my lap and I'm just trying to start this car. And then I'm trying to get it out.
It's like a horror movie where he's like,
And I can, but the worst thing is, I can see the guy behind like these telephone lines just looking at us like, I'm like, no, man, let me get out of here. And then there was something else that was blocking the handbrake coming up. And I was panicking, but anyway, we got away.
We got away.
And would you say that's like your only, you were there 5 weeks, was that your only kind of brush with like being scared?
Well, we had a conversation when we first heard about, we didn't hear it was a cartel war at first.
Mm.
What we heard was there was a shooting and a man got shot in the face in Beatty's, which is one of the main clubs, like, in bars in that downtown strip
we were talking about.
Right? And what was mad, and this is where it rang home for me. We're 3-4 days in. When I went with Eve for 2 weeks, she was banging on to me about going to Beatty's, banging on, and I was like, oh, I'm just not sure. Not because I was shook of anything. I liked my plush, you know?
Yeah.
Bit bougie. She's bougie as well, but you know, she likes to explore as well.
Mm.
And then it just so happens that one of the nights we went there, we had a margarita and we left.
Mm.
And I just thought to myself, imagine that was the day that me and Eve were there. It was a hit. They got the guy they were looking for.
But strays.
But people caught strays. Like, they don't care. Yeah. As long as they get the guy, like, they don't mind. So there was, I think, 7 people got injured. I think 2 people died. And that was just the first hit. This is the shooting that we've heard, right? Then through various other conversations, people were like, no, it's a cartel war. So there's 2 main cartels out there. Not going to start naming names. There's 2 main cartels out there. And there's another cartel trying to edge in on that turf.
Right.
We can't go into too much detail just because I'm just...
Sorry. Anyway, got it. Yeah, cool. So, yeah.
Just and I think, bring it back.
So the final thing I'll say about on all of that is there is war out there. There are cartels out there. They do make markings on the floor to say, don't come to this area because is where we're going to be.
I don't remember seeing any markings.
Oblivious to it.
So that was on the beach road. But
for the most part, you will be.
Yeah.
You will be good. Did you feel scared at any points?
Not particularly.
No?
No.
I don't think, yeah. I think, yeah, the only time
we
is
were
when...
We were there at a very touristy time, though.
Yeah, New Year's. But
there was heavy police presence most of the time.
That's true. And I think the places where we went to, we were, yeah, like you said, heavy police presence. There was, like, heavy frisking and patting down. So, for the most part, yeah, we were good. Mm-hmm. There was something that was coming to my mind as you were talking about being in that shop. It's totally skipped my mind.
But what I will say on just to summarize our experience of the cartel piece is that there is a, because you touched on it, there is a heavy police presence. In fact, the National Guard came in while we were out there. So you have like the blue vans where like narcos and they're on the back
did
of the vans with the guns.
You guys see a lot of that.
We did, yeah. Yeah. Especially New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not, I think I was too lick up to.
Okay. But then you have the National Guard that are in white and they're separate, obviously separate to the police.
But move
militant. But yeah, they're there to ensure everybody else's safety away from the cartel.
Kumbaya and them things.
Well, I don't know about kumbaya. Kumbaya with gunshots, put it that way.
Okay, so yeah, going back to our trip. So yeah, we had a decent night one. You know, we won't talk about how it ended. All that was good. We wake up day 2. And we set off for the beaches, don't we?
We did, Taboo.
So, no, we didn't actually set off for Taboo, but we end up in Taboo. So we actually set off for PPP, which is Papaya Player Project,
because
we've heard so many things.
Is that the one you was always at?
No. That's the one I went to in the beginning.
Oh, I had a meet up there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Sorry, just we interrupt this. No, we interrupt this with breaking news. One thing I will say, whenever you go to Tulum, I know these guys, they mentioned it, we did it as well, you have to rent a car. It's the easiest way to get around. So we got a car on day 2 as well, because cabs are a fucking joke. Do remember they
unless
were so
you're
expensive.
On the beach. If you're on the beach, then you can just walk everywhere.
You can just walk everywhere.
Because we were in town, we needed that car to get in.
But also, if you're on the beach and you want to do some exploring, like cenotes,
exactly,
because like
that's what we used it for, to go to the cenotes and things like that. Obviously, if you're not drinking, you know, be safe, kids. Mm-hmm. Then yeah, definitely get a car because you save a lot of money and it gets you from A to B to C very nicely.
There's a lot of people doing the what's it called when they hike. What's that called?
Hitchhiking.
Loads.
Bro, I'm not doing that in Mexico. Are you mad?
Loads.
That's a tough one, isn't it? Sorry, that's tough.
Imagine they get my man who's facing up and down.
Honestly. And I just think to myself, but coming, kind of touching on what you spoke about on the top of the conversation when we was talking about the comparison between Ibiza.
Mm.
It's very much that kind of live, love, life, happy, go lucky. And you've got these people, me and Connor call them floaters.
With a tint of spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
Burning Man. Fresh from Burning Man. That's what we used to say.
And they're the ones that are doing most of the hitchhiking. And I just think...
The Tulum uniform. Yes.
The Tuluminati.
Oh, honestly.
He got some of the clubber. He got
some of the clubber as well.
I didn't just get the clubber. I got initiated into
the... Did you?
Yeah.
With all the candles and them two.
I didn't deal with none of that.
But yeah, no, bringing it back. So yeah, day two, we tried to go to PPP, Papaya...
Was someone there?
Player Project.
Because they do it.
Yeah, so... Honestly, I've got a list here. Mm-hmm. The Martinez bros were there. Agents of Time, Damian Lazarus, Diplo, Guy Gerber, Pete Tong, Nick Warren, Serge Devon, Solomon. And we saw most of these people.
Big DJs, yeah?
Big, massive.
Because I'm not really a house man like that. But.
No, but for those of you listening to the pod who appreciate good music, they'll be like, no, what? Like, honestly, and like, that's one of the reasons we went, because our boy Jake shouted.
Didn't we have... That's the one night we went for dinner, like we was by Diplo's table that night.
Yeah.
Because we were, yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
We had plugs like that.
Yeah, we were plugged up.
They were. We'll get onto it. But yeah, so because of that, there was always plenty to do. So yeah, day two, we end up in a place called, what was it, Zamna? No, sorry. What did you just say? Taboo. So,
what was your Taboo experience like? I'm interested to know.
When it's up, then it's up.
Then it's up. Is that what you lot? Is that what you lot had?
No,
not a ratchet.
No,
it wasn't ratchet at all.
At all.
No, I was just very housey.
Really?
Like, I remember they did a remix to the Interstellar tune.
They did.
It was like Interstellar tune remix. Yeah, that's okay. That was the kind of vibes. But all I remember is we got bumped. So, like, it was tickets to Taboo. And it was like 60 for a normal ticket, 60 pesos or $60, sorry.
Mm.
And then
I'm really sorry. When you say a ticket, was you going in the daytime or the nighttime?
Daytime,
yeah.
Did you get a bed?
Ticket.
No. So this is what we're about to say. So
right. So just for a ticket.
Yeah. So it was $60 for a ticket or $90 for VIP.
But what do you mean for a ticket? Like just
to get in. There was an event there. There was an event entry. There. So some DJs were playing.
An event. Oh.
Yeah. Like there's some DJs playing. And it was like, yeah, 60 for a normal, 90 for VIP. We're like, oh, you know what? VIP, Mexico, you know, we've got to be some litty. So we're like, it's only $30, we're on holiday.
When a VIP is only $30 more.
Let me tell you.
He's probably thinking it's pesos though, that's what it is.
Let me tell you what happened. So we get into Taboo and we're like, where's the VIP? There was no fucking VIP.
It's not set up like that.
Bro, but you don't know. Yeah, like, this is day two. Yeah. We don't know. We got pattern.
Yeah.
They robbed
Who
us.
Who did you pay? At the till?
At the door. At the door, they just finessed us. They hear our accents, whatever.
Yeah, that's finessed. True. This is true.
We got finessed. But it ended up being all right.
You should have been with someone that was Mexican.
But yeah, like we ended up being there pretty much all day.
All day.
We did get a bed. We got a table, but then we got moved off the table for people actually spending peas. We were so vexed about the whole VIP thing. We're like, we can't let them get our money twice.
Nah.
We ended up moving, but then there were some girls on that table and we got friendly with them. We were talking to them. And yeah.
I just want to get friendly with y'all.
I'll let you talk about our Taboo experiences because they were kind of all the same, weren't they, really?
Yeah. Taboo's interesting one. It was... It was very much the scene for Black Tulum.
Okay.
So there's a Black Tulum scene.
We didn't even know that.
There's a very...
Hold tight the Dartwood.
No, what's his name?
Very nice fella called
the
Juice.
The Truth of Juice.
Very nice fella called Juice who very much caters to that demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And musically, it was quite a mix of like the American kind of Cardi B, trappy kind of stuff, and then it was mixed in with a bit of house as well. So
and a bit of reggaeton.
And a bit of reggaeton. So I'd say it was a bit in terms of music. So if that's your vibe, like a bit of mixture, then Taboo seems like quite reasonable.
Was there no entry fee when you guys went?
No, there was, no, but there we got beds. So
you have to book well in advance, though.
You do. Yeah. You do. Yeah. That's one thing we should say is for Tulum, you. Otherwise, you will get ripped off.
You have to book.
Get organized.
Have to book.
Yeah. Have to have stuff booked up. Yeah. Like, the missus had, when I went the first time, I think about 3 weeks in advance. Like, there's a place called, it'll come back to me, but it starts with an R. I think it's called the Rosewood, which is a small restaurant. And that's a month in advance you need to have booked.
Madness.
Another one, yeah. There's loads. I'll come on to
pretty much all that strip,
the whole strip, Rosa Negra. Like, unless you like know people, it's a bit like trying to get a table in Mayfair, like for dinner. Yeah. Like, that's probably how I'd compare it. But going back to Taboo, we got the one time we did the beds. Another time we got an actual table.
But went out during the day and at night.
Vibes. But I will tell you, there was this one time and. So we've got like a small table. There's about four of us. Barney came along, brought a friend as well. We're having a good old time. And I actually don't know where they were. They were Americans, but I don't know where these guys particularly were showed on. But we got told that they were Netflix stars. And there was about eight guys and about 25 girls. And they were
literally next to us. Look.
They were literally next to us, but they were on a platform. They gave this guy like this massive Mexico flag, and he was waving it around. Obviously, loads of champagne. Like it so made
people were turning. Where were they turning up? I think they were American.
They were American.
Yeah, so people were turning up heavy there. Food wise, I think I got quite tired of the food. It's very kind of like meat and veg.
Yeah,
steaks and so I got quite.
Can never get tired. Sorry.
Yeah,
I've had some great steaks there, man.
They got. They, I don't know what you lot thought of the food. I mean,
I remember I went to one place called the Real Coconut. I don't know if you guys went there.
Real Coconut Cafe.
Yeah,
amazing
breakfast.
Yeah. Remember the time that I went to the dentist because I cracked my tooth open.
That's a story in itself.
Anyway, you go.
But I remember that being really nice, good breakfast food.
Yeah.
The rest of it. We had a pizza one night. We had tacos. Obviously.
Did you ever go to Burrito Amor in downtown?
So we were just remember we were only there for 5 nights or 6 nights, versus your 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But New Year's evening, we went to a place called Parole.
That was lovely.
And the experience there was just. I don't think I've ever had. They faffed a bit too much over us. Like, we felt like celebrities the way they were moving. Like, Josh ordered the mussels. And so, considering we've all ordered like loads of food, he got like a private show. So like, they lit the mussels on fire, and they was like dancing over the mussels. And we were like, "Are you gonna dance over the stage? Yeah.
You're gonna dance over my mussels?
Do you know the ones?" But all in all, like, it was a fantastic experience. Like, it was a great dining experience. The steak was sublime.
How do you find the the shows they put on as well? Like, while you're eating and stuff. So that it's quite light. It's not like a restaurant. It's like there's a lot of display dancing going on.
Yeah,
and
it's
people
like a
hanging from the ceiling and all
club restaurants.
Yeah.
If how do you find it's that? A bit OTT. If I want to go to a bar,
I'll
go to a bar. Yeah. But when I'm eating, I'm a bit.
You want to hear each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to talk to each other.
It's not that kind of vibe, is it?
No. But we didn't do that too much, I'd say. Like, I think, you know, what I was seeing on your Instagram. Yeah, places were just crazy.
It's like you go Rosa Negra, which was I like that place.
What type of food was it at Rosa Negra?
It's like steak. It's how can I describe it? It's like American food. So you've got your steaks, you've got your burgers. Did they do fish?
Don't call Mexican steak like American steak, because it's not like American steak.
I'll have you know that. Every time I went to Rosa Negra, I was having USDA Prime steak. So that sounds very much American to me.
But the flavor, I know I'm not getting them flavors in America.
No, but I will tell you where I had the best steak. Well, I'll come on to that. Okay. But yeah, but it's like American in terms of like T-bone steak, tomahawk steak. Like,
it's recognizable.
Yeah. So yeah, but the food, you had great food there.
Yeah, but I like my carbs. I like a bit of. I know. They're not really messing with that too heavy.
They've done a lovely like truffle, like a love a truffle mashed potato situation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great food there, man.
No, there is.
What was the price point saying in Rosinegro?
Up there.
It's up. When it's up, then it's up.
It was up.
We're talking like Mayfair or even more.
I'd say close enough to Mayfair. There was, I don't know if we want to get into that story. I'll say it. There was a time where we got invited for a dinner, and there was a gentleman from from the Far East who was high. Had a lot of money. It's neither here nor there, but he proceeded to tell us how rich he was. And in fact, we'd seen him earlier that night, which is, and a friend of ours invited us for dinner and he was coming. We didn't know that, but he was coming anyway. It's cool. But he was so high off his face. And as you've mentioned, like, it's a club restaurant, right? So everyone's sitting down. They've dressed up really well. There's some production theatre-ish stuff going on.
Mm.
And this guy just decides to like rip his top off, chuck away his shoes, like get on the table and start dancing. Like, this isn't the part where like it's a club that like, people are very, it's very, very formal. Much early in the night and formal. This guy's dancing and falls on the table, like, and everyone's looking over. But because of the people that we were with and the associated, some of them were connected, let's say. So they just didn't, like, the manager came and said, oh, look, I'm really sorry, look, just put his T-shirt on. Like, yeah. If that was us,
we're getting bounced.
I think we would have been on the first plane back to London.
Yeah. I mean, I think, to summarise that a little bit, I think you do, I found it in certain instances, like, very, like, druggy.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And you, like, there's a difference between, like, you know when you're out and people are drunk and that, and there's a difference when people are, like, drugged up.
And I don't
love that. Like, I don't know if it's unfair for me to say.
No, mate, I'm not
a house man. But
by the way, you don't need to. Just because you're a house man doesn't mean you like drugs. Let me just speak for all house men, obviously.
But like, as a newbie, like coming into those environments, I'm like, is this what these men are on?
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't see that when I go listen to dancehall and Afrobeats.
But touching on that just very quickly, we need to remember that Tulum, alongside Ibiza, is, as they like to call, a spiritually awoken place,
yeah.
Right? Where people go to find themselves, apparently there's gurus out there, like, you know, I can't remember the official term for them, but they'll not just smoke some, you know, everyone's smoking pot on the beach, fine, but doing, is it ayahuasca?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, let me tell you very quickly. So we were conversating with a few friends and they proceeded to tell us about, there's this ceremony where it's kind of like, it's not ayahuasca, but it's like that kind of thing where you go onto this trip and, you know, find yourself or the next version of yourself, your celestial being. And
fourth dimension.
The fifth maybe. And then they slice a frog open and take the poison and then they inject the poison or they lick the poison.
Hey!
And that's meant to send them into the next dimension.
Like, that's called the afterlife. that's what that's called. Like, that sounds pretty simple to me. So
I see where Connor's coming from, but I do see that he's gonna, you know, put together house and drugs.
Even in the UK, brother, like, I've been to house dances and there's a lot of stuff going on.
Do you know what? I hear that. But before we get into like bashing, drugs are bad. Yeah, they are terrible. What I will say about Mexico is that it's the one place that I've been to, and I think Josh, you can agree. The actual exchanging of drugs, it's so open, as in like the cartel man them. It's almost like they've got a standing order with the clubs because they're everywhere.
No, they do. Like, there's a guy sitting on the bar, like sitting on the bar, like where your guys are all the drinks, and he's there on the side, and he's like, "Hey,
So, to Connor's point, I can understand like why it makes you feel uncomfortable and everything in Mexico.
No, I'm comfortable in all environments, but they're not even shy about it.
And the reason why people are gone is because it's so readily available at literally every corner that you get a cocaine.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just mad.
Cocaine.
It is mad.
Yeah, but. That, I mean, we just spoke about Taboo there. Oh, we've done Taboo and Rosinegro. So Rosinegro is a vibe.
Yeah.
Really, really good food. I'll make some recommendations towards the end about like where I had the best steak. But one of the places that we have to talk about is Bagatelle.
Mm. Did you not go there?
We didn't do both.
Is there a sister restaurant in London?
Yeah. It's the same. Yeah, it's the same company. Okay, They've got one in London.
Before we did, was there a beach? What was your favourite beach club while you was there?
Yeah.
It has to be. So are you talking about on the beach?
Yeah,
beach club, yeah.
And but once again, sorry.
By the on the bougie end, not on the public. Like, is there even beach clubs on the public side?
They're not clubs. No, they're not really
clubs, are they? No.
We honestly only really went to Taboo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were there for 5 nights,
and we were hitting the nights.
I feel like they were very similar to Taboo.
Yeah.
But no, where we had our best nights were at the cenotes. The cenotes had. Event.
I was gonna say, yeah.
And that's where it was going off. So that's why I was like, do you mean on the beach?
Did you guys? You mentioned Zamna because the Zamna festival was there when we were there. Right. Did you guys go to Zamna?
Yeah, like, we did. So we went to Zamna on two. We went to Zamna on two nights, right. And we also went to another place.
Was that in the jungle though, or was that?
Like, yeah, you got to drive motorways and them thing. Yeah, but it's like 20 minutes. It's actually not that far.
Did you guys have your phones confiscated at the jungle parties?
No, but like once again, like we knew, like we were. Connected,
not as connected as us, obviously.
Yeah, facts.
But the entrances we were going into, shout out Jake. Like we weren't getting searched or anything really. We were just getting like patterned through, so like we were getting allowed. But no, we did two nights at Zamna. We also did two nights at Cenote Tortuga, which is where we did the New Year's. Mm-hmm. And we'll, you know, when we've got the socials up and running, we'll post some videos. Mm-hmm. Some of the settings, Josh, talk to me about the settings. It was just unreal.
Yeah, so Martinez Bros was on the New Year's Eve. And, yeah, shout out Jake. Got us literally walked us straight in. And you've got the cenote in the middle with all of the crowd at the front. And then we would just walk through behind the DJ booth. Said hello to the boys and then just partied on.
And like there's an actual like bridge, and like you had the normal people with their tickets, and then you had security with their guns. And I swear, you have security with their guns. You walk over the bridge, and then there's like just a few of us just catching a vibe. Shout out Gabe, shout out Chris, shout out Steve, the bros. Yeah,
that's it.
A lot of love there.
So there's, as much as there is partying. And I'm going to go, because I know you guys did a couple of other bits.
Bag and tell the man, them, man.
Bag and tell first, and then we'll get into
bag and tell, man.
Bag and tell.
Skip over that.
It's the only beach club that they have, as I'm aware. I think they've got like a Miami, like, it's not, Miami one's not a beach club. I think that was their first one. It was actually quite new. And it's just sensational. Mm. Oh, man.
Vibey.
How many times did you say you did it?
That was the one place where I was like, I'm enjoying the house here. I'm kind of like, it's kind of like I'm enjoying this. Bubbly.
What DJs were on, if you know?
Well, we didn't really do... There wasn't that many DJs because Zamna Festival was on. So they were doing like Black Coffee was on while we were out there.
Nice.
I really wanted to go. We didn't end up going. Mm. But
I feel like there's something there.
No, there's not.
Not at all.
I'm joking.
But like... The next day, I was for some of the people that went, I was like, oh, how was Black Coffee? So imagine it's meant to be the 26th of August he's playing, right? So on the 26th at 1 p.m, everyone's going, blah, 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 blah. He didn't play until 4 a.m. the next day.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm so fucking glad that I didn't go, because I'd be like, when's he coming on?
Yeah, that would have been a myth.
But anyway, so
yeah. Yeah, bag and tell.
So... Yeah, just great food, amazing food. We had one night where Diplo was playing, and like, you know, we shout out Barney, like always connected us.
Yeah.
We were literally right next to the DJ booth, and then a few people stayed on, and they got the table right behind Diplo and was chilling with him and all that. I can't remember who else, what other DJs there were.
Another pricey one. Until.
Oh my Pretty gosh! Pricey, yes.
Yeah. What type of food?
It's like French cuisine, but like it's really nice.
Okay.
Well.
What escargot and them things?
Yeah.
Creme brulee.
First night. First
brioche bun.
I think one of my first meals in the beach club setting was that bagatelle.
Did you get carbs?
I think you got more than what you bargained for.
I got burger and chips, and I got way more than I bargained
for.
Because I was sick. I vomited. I don't know whether it's because I drank the water. That, like you.
So I got food poisoning.
Cautioned against that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was either food poisoning or the water, but he did caution me that like
it's got to be bottled water.
Yeah. So be careful. So I don't know.
But But even that brushing teeth,
I know.
And myself and the missus, that like, we fell sick for like 3 days.
Yeah.
So like ever since that day, I only drank, but only used bottled water for anything.
Mm-hmm. So I would be careful with that.
Yeah, like don't just be running any, be running any personal items through the normal.
But like,
but just no, I was just gonna say just on Bagatelle as well. I think our trip was interesting in the sense that we met a lot of interesting people and a lot of it was in those beach club settings, mm-hmm. like people from like all over the world, all types of industries.
Who's like, the most interesting person you met?
I'd say.
Can we say his name?
I won't say his name. But we met a former chairman of Roma.
Wow.
And we ended up meeting him at a beach club and then going for dinner with him the next day.
That's quite sick.
Like and telling us stories about. Yeah, I sold Salah for.
Yeah.
I bought Jovinio in.
Oh, mm-hmm. wow.
Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And how it all works. Like,
Have you lot got Roma tops at home now?
No. I messaged him a couple of times, like here and there.
But for 10% off, use the code. buy a 10.
No, I'm joking.
But those kind of settings put you in a certain space with a certain clientele.
Yeah, definitely.
I think as well, your experience completely different. You were sort of living locally there for what, 4 or 5 weeks.
Exactly.
We were in and out, New Year's Eve, DJs,
it was very much the party life, which Tulum is an amazing place.
Yeah.
And actually, I think that's a good point to pick up on because while we were there, Monday to Thursday was not necessarily quiet, but like, there's not tons going on. There was some of the festivals, there were places that people were going. But you could tell, wouldn't it? Like Thursday night, you would see loads of people with their suitcases coming in. So it's like people coming in from America.
And people coming in from other parts of Mexico as well, obviously, because you've got Playa del Carmen, you've got Cancun.
Well, I think you're right. It is a very American sort of audience. Bachelorette parties would go there.
But as much as there is Americans, there are also so many Argentinians.
Josh
knows.
Brazilians.
So many brilliant Brazilians.
Did you say brilliant?
Brilliant Brazilians.
And you know what? That leads me nice onto it. Because look, we are boys. And definitely when we went, we were single. Josh, Con was single as well. Dazza, not so much. But what was the, you know, from a bird's eye view? We'll go Connor. Like, what was the clientele saying? Like, you know, what was the ambiance? Like, we spoke about Barca and we said, you know, some of the sites there were some of the best we've ever seen. Talk to me about the Mexican beach clubs, Bagatelle, obviously, with all this great food and these great people. Were they accompanied by, you know, great, great partners as well? And, you know, the groups of girls and women?
Yeah, I don't want to talk too much on this still. I'll just say great aesthetics.
Great aesthetics, and that's it.
That's not my bag to talk about that.
What do you mean it's not your bag to talk about?
You boys let the people know, innit?
What a Switzerland answer.
Yeah. Okay. Great aesthetics, I gave you something, innit?
Yeah,
I think you're right. Aesthetics, but then not much more to it.
Tulum is that
kind of place, you know, like. You walk down the beach and there's just poor boyfriends on their knees. Sorry. And there's a very fit person, though. Like, everyone is in very good shape.
Yeah.
Did you see the Tulum Jungle Gym or whatever?
Yeah, I wanted to go when I went with the missus.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was as we drive into this. You know the big thing that's got, like, the mask?
Oh,
just before
then.
I think it was on the left-hand side of where we were coming from. But, keep going.
So yeah, I think I agree with Con. Really good aesthetics. It's a very Instagram sort of vibe.
There's nothing wrong with Instagram babes. Let me just tell you that. I'm just gonna say that.
I mean, that's a separate conversation. Apart from the fact that it's great for aesthetics,
It depends what you're going for. Like, if we're just, you know. By the way, I'm just talking for the people here. I'm not talking for myself. It depends what you're going for, right? If you're going to find a missus, a girlfriend, well, long-distance relationships, they don't really work anyway. So, you know, if you're going there to enjoy yourself...
That was a political answer. What you should have said is, if you're going for a girlfriend out there, don't go there for a girlfriend because you won't find one.
Yeah. There you go. We can edit out what I said before. And then also, if you're going there to enjoy yourself, I think, you know, there are opportunities is what we'll say. And it's just whether, you know, you can move like Lukaku or not.
Also, did we do Dubai? Have we done Dubai?
Yeah
we did Dubai. Kind of like the same thing with Dubai, where like you kind of need to have money. I would say with Tulum, you'd need to have money. like, especially for the beach clubs, for Bagatelle, for Taboo, for Tantra, for
Rosa Negra,
just so many, like, there was a bit, sorry, I didn't even round off on the bill, because that's where it came from. I was talking about the guy that was like super high and whatnot. He ended up, he was so high, maybe because he could afford it anyway, but he ordered 2 Magnum bottles of Cristal, which myself or Connor had not one sip of, by the way.
How much was it?
No. Then there was 2 tequila bottles, Don Julio. And then there was a bunch of food that was ordered to the table, of which myself and Connor barely had any, apart from like 2 slices of some steak.
Were you sweating for the bill? Like, if they were going to split it? Because I'd be...
Well, at this point in time, I didn't even know that the Cristal had even come onto the table.
I was burst as well.
He was, to be fair.
The
drink of our choice Barney put us onto it. But the drink of our choice was pineapple and tequila, pineapple juice and tequila. And what I discovered before I tell you the final bill was that there is tequila actually tastes quite nice. Like Don Julio, like not the cheap tequila that you just shot.
The sipping tequila is nice.
Oh my gosh, it's so nice.
The mezcal.
Right. Anyway, the bill came back like $1,300. And I think it was meant for... I think it was about 3 or 4 of us that were meant to pay. Four of us. The guy from the Far East, Barney, myself and Connor. And I just looked at Connor, I was like, I don't know about this, you know, because we haven't had this food. And bearing in mind, we've done Bagatelle where we've dropped... This isn't big change. We've done Bagatelle 3 and 4 times and we've spent like £300 each. So like 150 here, 100 there, 150 again, 170. And then this was, a Friday dinner. This wasn't even like Saturday, Sunday as well. Mm. And I'm thinking, no, man. Like, anyway, we had a conversation after that and then sorted the bill out in some sort of way. But you can very, very, very quickly lose your money out there.
Yeah.
You can get caught up in the lifestyle because you go out for the beach club, spend a bunch of money.
Yeah. So on that note, and then we're just going to get into some of the other things you can do in Tulum before we move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a phrase that we've coined is loading up the Monzo. So, you know, for a 5-day trip, I don't know. Do you remember what you loaded up on the Monzo?
Just on spends.
Yeah.
What are you including in spend, though, when you say spend? On the Monzo, just spending money.
Night out, food.
Taxis, open.
Taxis, rent in the car. Accommodation we'd all paid for. We kind of sorted that all before, so I'm not including that. But I'd say, we were in Mexico for 2 weeks. Probably like 2.5, I think, 3.
For Tulum or
everything?
The whole
everything.
2.5 for 5 days?
No, for 2 weeks, sorry. Sorry, we're not just going to talk about Tulum. Probably the whole trip. But Tulum, we probably spent, like one.
One thing I was going to say, and we can come back to them, because I'm really interested to hear about like your guys' experience. But when we was outside Bagatelle and was getting the car back from the valet, we was talking about, I can't remember what we was talking about, but the guy, I was saying something about how expensive it was. The guy said, "Yes, of course, my friend. Tulum, Mexico bandito." I was like, swear.
What does that mean?
It means it's robber. It's the Mexican bandit. It's the chief. Yeah. Like,
oh.
Tulum is the most... People were saying Tulum is the most expensive place in Mexico.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Everywhere else.
I'm not
else,
surprised.
Everywhere
I knew
else
that going in,
cheap.
Though.
Oh, you did know?
Yeah, I knew that going in. I think it's got that Ibiza brand to it.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a party central, therefore they charge you for it.
Yeah. We've spoken about like the beach clubs. We've spoken about, obviously, all the nice places to eat. There are other things you can do in Mexico that we can briefly touch on. So one thing we mentioned was the cenotes. So, Josh, I don't know if you want to touch on the cenotes that we went to and kind of what we did there as well. One of them, just while you scroll through it, I know was the Cenote Tortuga. So we actually went to that one.
That was the party one, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went to that one in the day and then we went there again at night. And then there was another one.
Did you go to Dos Hoyos?
No, we went to Cenote Jardin del Eden.
And is that the one where they took us on the cenote journey? Do you remember there was
that
one?
That was a different one.
So we did another one as
but
well.
You can dive into the del Eden one.
Before you go into that, let's just remind people that there are so many cenotes. I think there's over 1,000.
What is a cenote for the people that?
It's like an underground pool of natural water, so natural, kind of like naturally cave. Gathered water. Yeah, right. Encaved. Yeah, so some of them are underground, some of them are open air, but well done. But they are. But they
good
are,
succinct explanations from the both of you. I like. That.
I mean, you're talking to a Mexican. And
yeah.
Your experience of the cenotes.
Yeah, good. I mean.
You have to
one,
be able to swim.
So Bio was in his learning stage. Let's say.
Yeah. I had a life jacket on always. You know, rags.
You can't. Bartek, can do Bartek, but I don't think they let you take on the other end of the spectrum doing backflips off the top of the cenote.
Yeah, that's true. But there were some bits like, you know, sometimes I'm just happy to be the cameraman. So there were bits where like they're swimming through the cenote and they're like, oh, like jump in and like, you know, just find your way down. I'm like, nice, bless. I'm just going to go to the top and I'll pat people.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was just papping people, you know, designated photographer.
How tall were the, roughly in foot?
8 foot.
Is that quite high? That's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, it was deep.
Enough to do a backflip on.
Like, I just find any pool where people's jumping dangerous because people can jump and like land on your head.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm already not comfortable in the water, but it just makes me feel really uncomfortable. Mm.
So you have to be like comfortable.
Comfy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the comfy. You wouldn't go to chill. You have to active. Get in the water. It's active.
Yeah.
It's not a chilled one, is it?
Not really. No. Sorry. I was chilling. Like, I was holding people's stuff. Like he'd be like, "Hey, mate, on my phone." Like, I was like, "Yeah, cool." Because if I was holding people's stuff, but I didn't have to go in.
But the water's super clear, right?
Oh, beautiful. Super clear.
Absolutely
beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. So cenotes is definitely one thing you can do. Mm. And then I think it's like 3 hours away from Tulum, so we're actually leaving Tulum now. It's Chichen Itza, which is obviously one of the wonders of the world. Mm-hmm. So we were only there 5 days and obviously got caught up doing this, that and the other, so we didn't go. Manage to get to Chichen Itza?
No, well, myself and Connor didn't, but I did go with the missus.
Oh, okay, nice. And it's the Mayan ruins, right?
There's actually Mayan ruins everywhere around the Quintana Roo area, which is what we're talking about. Yeah. So like Cancun all the way down. But Chichen Itza is really cool. I think it's in the Yucatan area. So Mexico is so big that you go to Chichen Itza and you skip a time, you go into a different time zone within Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I remember looking at my phone and I was saying to the missus, I was like, surely it's not this time. And then I clocked and I was like, oh no, it's an hour ahead. Mm. Like that's how big Mexico is.
Yeah.
But in and around Chichen Itza, kind of sacred place, like you can't, before you could actually like go up the blocks, but they don't allow that anymore. There's different people telling you different parts of the story. They'll explain where there's football played, and which actually like there's, it's almost like a cross between football and basketball. So if you can imagine like there's this wall and then there's like a ring hanging off it, and they had to like pass it to each other and then throw it into the ring, kick it into the ring.
Sounds like Quidditch.
It basically was. Well, let's be honest, the Mayans were on stuff before we were.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, loads of really cool stories, really rich in its culture. I did get the echo.
What's the echo?
So there's a part where like if you clap, I wish I could tell you the official story, but
if you clap.
Yeah, if you clap your hands.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I did see it. If you clap your hands, there is it's repeated against, and it's echoed back. But they used to do this in some form of ceremony, and it was almost to like say a prayer to the gods, or like, you know, something to come back to you, and that was them speaking back to you. Mm-hmm. That was the Mayan beliefs.
Okay, so obviously you went with Eve. Just before we get on to Cozumel and Holbox, were there other touristy things that you guys did that you could recommend to anyone listening in, or have we kind of covered it for Tulum?
I feel like we didn't experience it as tourists.
We didn't experience it as residents.
Yeah. So we'd go to like the gyms, see what the local gyms are saying.
Played a lot of tennis, didn't you?
Played a lot of tennis.
A lot of tennis.
Really nice parks there.
Football being played everywhere.
Yeah, man. And one thing that I find interesting is that they keep the floodlights on very late there.
Right.
So you'll see children and teenagers playing football up till like 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Basketball, skating, tennis, all of these kind of things. And that's kind of a stark contrast to what you might even see here.
Yeah.
Like, they don't keep the floodlights on.
Not at all.
For people to continue doing activities.
And that's stuff. It's weird because you think it'd be the opposite way around, right? Because Mexico's so dangerous.
Exactly.
Whereas,
Exactly. I think there is a dangerous part of it, but if you're in that circle, but for the most part, it's actually all right.
Yeah.
One quick thing that we didn't do because I've done it before is you can do quad biking in the jungle.
Oh, nice.
Mm. A lot of people enjoyed that, doing the quad biking. There was one other one that doesn't really come to mind anymore, but it's boat rides. You can do the boat rides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That actually leads us nicely into it. So we were in Tulum for like five, six nights. And then after that, we actually decided to go to a place called Cozumel for 2 days. And the whole point of it was Tulum was going to be heavy, rang in the new year, lots of late nights. And Cozumel was like this all-inclusive hotel. And it was just supposed to be absolute like rest and recuperation for 2 days. So no partying, no drinking. Just recharge and get ready to go again in Holbox. Mm-hmm.
And how did that work out for you?
Do you know what? Actually, so for me, Josh and Bartek, so it was four of us, we actually like did that. So I don't know if you want to talk about some of the things we did.
Played tennis.
Yeah, we played tennis.
Are you guys good? Are you good? I know you're good.
There was a big loss on Cozumel for myself.
I was going to suggest the doubles one day.
No, we can do doubles. We can do doubles. We can definitely get that sorted out. But yeah, in Cozumel, so we stayed at this hotel called the Hotel Occidental. Mm. So
I know that one. They're a chain. They're like
Is it?
Yeah, they are.
I stayed there when I went to Ibiza. Keep going.
Sorry. Oh, nice. Yeah, so we stayed there, and yeah, like we said, so it's everything's there. So breakfast, lunch, dinner. Although dinner, there was like multiple restaurants or multiple buffets, mm-hmm. So you had to book. So you could either do one on the cliff or you could do like the main hall. And yeah, we had different options, which was nice. It felt like you were going to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. But what we did, because we was only there for 2 days, so we had like a pool day where we chilled. Oh my God, we saw like the biggest lizards ever.
Yeah.
Like some pictures, we can share them once again. Crazy. But then we had a drone. So we drove around the island and we were just like, we were getting some shots of the gram and papping. Nice. And we just caught a vibe there, didn't we? And we really did recharge.
The thing is with Cozumel, it's a big cruise destination. Mm. So you get like the Disney cruises coming in there and all of the Americans coming in. So it's that sort of vibe. You get off and there's a Hooters right there and like all of these sort of chainy hotels. But it was good. It was a good experience. I think if you're not used to choppy waters,
And when you say choppy waters, you mean
it was aggressive.
And we were hungover.
Yeah, and we were hungover. Oh, this was the day after New Year. Was this New Year's?
No, it was the day after, but we'd been out again. So I think we'd saw like Diplo or someone like that. Yeah. We ended up going out. But oh my God.
He was in a state. He was sweating, drenched.
I was trying.
They give you, for people that are really seasick, they give you the tablet. You take the tablet. And then they give you a little bit of cotton wool.
I thought he was going to say cocaine. A little bit of cocaine.
With like a smelling salt on, just to clear your senses and focus you back to where you are. Right. So I'm saying to him, look, just look at the horizon. Then the lady comes over and goes, try this. Gives him the cotton wool. He pops it straight in his mouth rather than smelling it. So then he's now gagging on this thing. Literally sweating, spitting.
Were you panicked when they gave it to you? Or you just
I was just so rattled by what the situation. I was so rattled. I was so sick.
It's about a 2-hour boat ride, right?
Felt that way.
No, it was like 45 minutes. Yeah. It was just horrendous.
No, but where did you pick up from?
Playa del Carmen. Right, okay. So we drove back to Playa del Carmen with Poncho. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we got the boat. And it was like a big one. So it wasn't like a little small one. Yeah. It was like a proper one that takes loads of people. And yeah, when I got off the boat, like I just had to, it actually took me about 30 minutes to recalibrate. And it's so funny because we got to Cozumel and then these guys are talking about ordering a car again to like drive us to the hotel. And like, I was just like, yeah, whatever. By the time I'd come to, they'd decided to get this rusty, broken down car. But now I finally got my senses. I was like, what the fuck are you lot doing? Give the car back. We're not taking this piece of shit that's going to break down.
Can you get buggies out there?
You can, but this was about 15 years old. This was like an old Jeep Wrangler. Yeah.
And they were just like,
the front seat was not even bolted on, basically. Wow.
And then Occidental actually gave us a car. So our hotel sorted it out. So if you say an all-inclusive, they can sort you out. But we were in there for 2 days. We were recharged. And then we get the boat back to Playa del Carmen? And then Poncho drove us to somewhere else to get the boat to Holbox.
I feel like you can still get it from there.
No, we definitely drove.
You'd have to go all the way around.
He drove us to some remote location, and you know, you talked about, oh my God, you know, we thought that where he was driving us, it took me back to night one. I'm like, Poncho's got us now.
I'm like, Poncho's got us. Like, he's been gassing us. He's been nice to us because this is where where we come to meet our end. When I say it was the most remote of remote, we were driving through. But then, yeah, we got to this place and we took the boat to Holbosch. And Holbosch.
Spelt H-O-L-B-O-X.
Spelt Holbosch.
Correct.
Spelt Holbosch. But what a place.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was going to be shit because I'm like very modern. So I like new builds. I like concierge. I like this, that, and the other. Holbosch, no cars. Mm. So it was literally just golf buggies, wasn't it? It's remote, not a lot of internet. Mm. So you switched off from the rest of the world. But
you didn't think you were going to last, did you, when you first got there?
I didn't. Oh, yeah. Like, it's one of them places where, you know, we had a bungalow on the beach, which was lovely, but then, you know, as you're on the beach, lots of bugs. Mm. Like, I'm like, if I see a tarantula, my head's gone. If I see a lizard.
But in saying that, we didn't actually, well, I didn't. I don't think you did either. We didn't get that many mosquito bites or anything like that. Like,
We had a lot of repairs.
Oh, actually, tell a lie. There are some, when we were on the beach road, so if you're on the sea face, if you're on sea facing, you're kind of all right. But if you're on jungle side,
they
light this thing. It's like an incense, like a giant incense.
Yeah.
And they kind of like take it around and have all the smokes, let the mosquitoes go away. But like, if you are on jungle side, I would say spray up, keep your spray up topped up.
Yeah, we sprayed up all the time.
Yeah.
And that being said, you know, like insect repellent and like, it's a bump from the airport, you know, trying to buy insect repellent and sunscreen. I remember I bought like Factor 50, like £13.
You can't buy it.
And it's not even the dope one either. It's not even like.
It's crap.
It's crap,
innit? Yeah. I'll never buy it, and that's why. But sorry, yeah, going back to Holbosch, what a place. Mm. So I can't believe you guys. Did you even think about
that? We did.
There was a guy who explained to us, you know, how the setup was and all of that kind of stuff, and we was considering it. Like, I guess, man, we just got settled as residents.
Yeah,
we really did. Like, it almost became like an ag to like get all our stuff and like go somewhere because we were very much in our routine of life.
Yeah. I hear you, but Josh, I don't know. Like, what was your just give me your lowdown on Holbosch and, you know, what you enjoyed about it, just everything.
Holbosch, I feel like, from when you read about Tulum and you read about how it all started, and it was all the hippies that came, and then it got more and more built up into what it is today. It just feels like Holbosch is just 10 years before that.
Mm.
So that, like, you're not going to get perfect Wi-Fi, you're not going to get perfect electricity, but you don't want it.
No.
It's just a beautiful little island. Flamingos on the little spit there in the morning if you want to go and see them. Mm. And it's just very, very chill.
Mm. Did you see the plankton? Was there plankton as well?
You could go out and you could see the plankton.
You did the flamingos, didn't you?
I did the flamingos one morning, yeah. So yeah, it's just very chilled. Not many people there. Mm. More couples than sort of single people, and not a housey vibe at all.
Okay.
Much more local.
Reggaeton. Mm-hmm. Like, we went to like a reggae bar.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? It was called Pura Vida. So Pura Vida was the name of the reggae bar. Like, everywhere we went, we were having margaritas. I think that was our drink of choice in Mexico. Loads of margaritas, lots of agua congas. Is that it? And agua singas.
Coconut water.
Sparkling. So
agua con gas are with
gas. And then agua sin gas.
Look at him.
The Mexican.
It's a coconut water.
It's the swag. He does do the. Oh, agua con gas. Oh, wow.
I actually thought I heard agua de coco.
That is what
coconut water is.
Well,
how much Spanish do you know then, Bayer?
Un poquito, por favor. Going back to what we were saying about Holbosch, so, you know, I think in a couple of our other podcasts we've talked about not really consuming like a lot of culture. Mm. And Holbosch is a place where I think just the whole island is cultural in the sense that every night, even at like 6 o'clock or at sunset, there was like a ritual on the beach where there were people who were dressed up. There's like a bonfire and they're like playing the drum, dum, 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 and like there's people gathering around and like you're watching these performances.
Were they the traditional Mayan ceremony?
So I believe it. I believe that's what it must have been, because I don't know what it was, but I'm assuming. I'm just going to be honest, but I'm assuming that's what it was. It looked very
traditional.
So we had that. Like you're on the beach. The food was amazing. You know, once again, we had another lovely steak. I'm just looking at it here. So we went to a place called Parador. Mm-hmm. So I think me, Josh and Jake went there. Unbelievable steak. And then there's another place here. It might be, there's one place called Viva Zapata. And another place we like to go in the day was the Mandarina. Seaside restaurant. So they did like loads of smoothies there. Once again, tacos, like nice and brunch food. And you're surprised, like you go to an island like this, and maybe like Josh is saying, you're like 10 years behind, but you can get a lot of good food. Like you don't, it's not strictly Mexican. Like you can get your avocado on toast, you can get your egg. There were coffee shops. Like Josh was going for coffee in the morning. Like you've got everything you need just in one little island.
One thing I have to plug is kombucha.
Kombucha.
Oh. I lived off that.
Very Tulum.
So Tulum.
What is it? Is it coffee?
No.
What, coconut water?
No. I actually can't describe it. It's almost like, it's meant to be some sort of fermented something.
Yeah.
Almost like a tea.
It's maybe a tea extract.
That's it. There we go. At least I'm on the right lines. I'm not talking shit. But yeah, it's meant to be really good for you. It's meant to clear out your toxins and things of that nature. But
probiotic, I think.
Yeah, that's the one. But you know, it's just one of those things. But yeah. Kombucha tea.
Lovely
out there.
Hold tight, kombucha.
Please.
No discount codes, unfortunately. So we haven't plugged that yet. But no, I'm just looking here. So we stayed at the Jaloc Resort, which was right on the beach, and it was amazing. So we had a pool, but when you got the sea right there, like you don't need it.
Unless you don't like the sea like myself, and I just enjoy a pool.
Yeah, okay. No, fair. And then in terms of places, like I said, we had the reggae bar Pura Vida. There was a place called Hot Corner. There was actually just a pier as well. So obviously you're on the beach. And then, yeah, like, so I remember there was one night, like me and Jake, you know, we met some friends and we was able to go all the way to the pier and like, feet are hanging off the water. But I was obviously shook because I didn't have a life jacket these times. But, you know, it was quite enjoyable. And then I think probably that our favourite thing while in Holbox, we had karaoke.
Yeah.
So the place was, shout out to Amar Cafe. And we did it like two or three of the six nights we were there because it was so fun. And it was locals and it was a mixture of Spanish and English tunes. So when I did it, for those of you who've seen me do karaoke before, I did my jam. I don't want to miss a thing. Standing ovation, big myself up. Or do you want to big me up, Josh?
Yeah.
That's it. I was going to say big up by her, but no. But then they got us to sing again. So we got up to sing Robbie Williams' Angels. And obviously, what's the opening? I see the wind, or I see the wave. But anyway, long story short, we go into it, but the words are coming up in Spanish.
Oh no!
Patchy internet as well. couldn't get an English version.
So we couldn't get the words up on our phone. It's in Spanish, and they're like, no, just stay up and go for it. You're really good. So like, we're just there trying to sing Angels in Spanish. all the credibility we built up from the first song, it went basically. But no, karaoke was jokes. And, you know, going back to your point, we met loads of people. So, you know, you met some Argentinians, we met girls from Sweden, we met people from America, like, one of our mates, he had a crazy story, like, ended up at a drug dealer's house. Ended up at, he's like squatting, stole like an ounce of weed from him. But the thing is, he like told us this, and then we were pranging out. But we were pranging out. When he told us that, like, we were a bit like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, return it. Or the thing is,
No, but
we didn't even have it. So he took this stuff and we didn't even know where it was because he ended up at like some random house. And like we woke up and we were like hearing his story and we were like, are people coming for us? Like, you know, for the rest of the trip. But all in all, it was quite good. But yeah, outside of that, did we get up to too much else in Holbox? So we did some drone flying again, took some pictures of the flamingos.
Just chill. That was the point of Holbox, wasn't it? Just to chill, end of the trip, see it off.
it's a little bit like, again, as you say, we keep making the comparison with Ibiza. Like, Ibiza is very much a party scene, but it's also quite relaxing. There's a side of it that's just chill, R&R. And I think Tulum draws those same comparisons where there isn't that much to necessarily do because you can go out for parties, but you can just chill by the beach, have some nice food. Mm. You can really relax there. So I wouldn't say it's the most active place. Like, there's not like a great deal of water sports going on, as an example.
Yeah, there's a lot of seaweed as well. Let's talk. We haven't even unpacked that. Seaweed on the beach.
We've got the answer for you, but Connor can tell you.
No, I was gonna. You can go into that in a minute, but before I forget, just while you were saying about things to do, like, there was seems to be like a small arts creative industry space there. Like, we went to an art gallery, and I think that ties in with maybe like the spiritual nature of that kind of environment. There's a lot of people on their journey, so like, I think they look for ways to express some of that stuff, and they do it through art and through music. So I feel like there's, if you do want to delve into that world, there is that for those kind of people as well. So just wanted to tap that in, because what I've found is I've really started to actually appreciate more what London's about when you go to like some of these places and you realise like a Dubai maybe doesn't have the culture and the creative spaces and stuff of that nature that we have here.
I totally agree.
So we take that for granted quite a bit. Like, you would never say there's not much to do in London. Like, there's too much to do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You can't do everything.
Yeah.
Almost, right?
And also, I found that living in San Diego, because it's like sunny every day, right?
Yeah.
Whereas London, the character you have in London is indoors six months of the year. Mm. But that breeds a certain culture to entertain yourselves and sort of move art and music in different ways because you are focused on it and it is that side of life. And I think with Tulum, you're right. Like, it is a certain creative will go out there and do a display for one of these beach clubs and get paid a lot of money for it. Like, some of the sculptures and the structures that they put up are pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, even we ran into a filmmaker, didn't we?
Yeah.
He was out there writing a script.
Was he?
And he came back on the same... We drove with him.
Yeah,
I drove him back to the airport.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The seaweed, sorry.
No. Yeah. It's actually closing thoughts. We've got 3 minutes. Okay. But let's talk about the seaweed first and then we'll wrap up.
Yeah.
So every beach you go to, like, they are white sand beaches, but what you'll see is that the white sand beaches are now being ruined by seaweed. And it's something that when you're like researching Mexico, you hear about and you're like, is it going to be a bit of an issue? It wasn't an issue, but it's not nice at the same time. It doesn't make it as picturesque as it could be because the waters are very blue. But then, you just got the seaweed there.
So there's a documentary called The Dark Side of Tulum on YouTube.
Okay.
And it goes into some of the details around this. I won't do a great job of explaining it, but I think it's to do with, like, their waste management system.
Because
We went to a beach down in Playa del Carmen and it smelled awful.
Awful.
So I think they're having issues.
They don't have the infrastructure to get
it. I was just about to say, there's one word. That's his kind of coin word.
Infrastructure.
Half-baked, that.
Okay, and with that, just some closing thoughts then. So two final questions and then we'll wrap up. Last one is, obviously you went and worked there for 5 weeks. We holidayed there for 2 weeks. Would you have gone for longer if you had the opportunity?
1,000,000%. I'm probably going to go back next year to Mexico City.
Wow.
Okay, nice. So...
Not Tulum, though. Tulum,
not Tulum.
We're good on Tulum.
What about yourself? 2 weeks, holiday-wise? Good amount of time?
I go back all the time, yeah. You definitely can drive down there.
Oh.
From San Diego.
Show off.
Yeah, drive down.
And then, final question. So, out of 10, what are we giving the trip?
Sorry, just on that. Puerto Vallarta. Try Puerto Vallarta.
Okay.
Really nice.
Isn't there California Bahia as well?
Yeah, that's further north.
Right.
But from Mexico City.
Because I did tell you I was Mexican, right? I just haven't. No, let me know about that. I'd be interested to check that out.
You'll enjoy it.
Just before we get your scores out of 10, obviously you got a wavy football top on. Did you ever go and watch a football match?
We talked about we tried to, but Corona at that time. So,
okay,
so no one allowed in the stadium.
Football games are, I mean, I can imagine them being insane. But yeah, out of 10, we'll start with Josh. What are you giving your trip, your time in Mexico?
solid 8, I'd say.
Solid 8 out of 10. And Josh has been to a lot of places, so yeah. that's a high score.
I think
score.
That 2 weeks over New Year with you boys, paradise, you can't really complain.
Lovely. Dazza, I mean, you were there for different
yeah,
reasons. But
my trip in total, I'm actually going to give it a 9. Out of 10, I'm giving it a 9. It's beautiful. It's edgy. It's slippery at some points. You know, it keeps you on your toes.
Facts.
Loads of people to see.
Mm.
Great networking opportunities.
Mm.
There's a lady that we met out there. Hopefully she's coming to the understated launch party. Like, just there's just so much available. It's so all-rounded, but in the same sentence, there's also not too much to do that you can enjoy your time. So it touched me on so many levels, and I've got a lot of love for Mexico, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, it was a special trip for me. So yeah, in totality, I'd give it about an 8, man.
Man said it was a special trip. I want to know what the trips are that you get higher than that.
It's hard to come off of like a dance, though.
Yeah, but I'm gonna give it. It's a great 8. Like, it's a very high 8.
Yeah, I think. And just for me to wrap up, I think for me, yeah, going back to what Josh said, like the boys I was with, New Year's, like the fact that we were, you know, with the Martinez Bros, you know, the people we met out there. As well, the food, I'm giving it a 9 out of 10.
I didn't
well.
Even like, get into all the
one
foods,
of my
would you say,
one, yeah, 9 out of 10. Yeah. So it's one of my favorite trips. But with that, we'll probably cover Mexico again because
I'm sure.
We've got a lot to unpack there. We hope that you've enjoyed this episode, guys. But yeah, that's been Vibes and Tribes. Over and out,
over and out,
peace. Sweet.